In his condemnation of the terror attacks in Nice earlier today, President Obama noted the deaths of father and son from Texas, and he expressed his condolences. 51-year-old Sean Copeland and 11-year-old Brody Copeland were on a European vacation with their family.
They need all the love and support of our American family as they grapple with an unimaginable loss.
Mose Bouchel of member station KUT in Austin has been talking with friends of the two American victims.
The immediate Copeland family from the suburban Austin community of Lakeway was traveling in Europe in part to celebrate the birthday of Sean's wife and Brody's mom, who turns 40 on Monday. They had started off with a trip to Pamplona, Spain, where Mr. Copeland, Sean, and an older son had run with the Bulls.
51 years old, and he's down there running with the Bulls. That's Sean Copeland.
Jason Dixon is a family friend who coached Pee Wee League football with Sean. Dixon says he'll remember him as competitive and good-natured.
Whenever you walked up, Sean always had either laughing or had a smile on his face. And if there was a moment that he wasn't, it wasn't too long after that he would say something and everybody would bust into laughter. You know, he was just a fun guy to be around.
Sean was an executive at a printer and technology company. One of his passions was sports. Bill Bishop, another family friend, says it was something Sean shared with his 11-year-old son, Brody.
Sean and Brody were very tight and did everything together, from baseball to wakeboarding.
On top of sports, Brody Copeland loved acting. He had just played the role of Michael Darling in a children's production of Peter Pan. Bill Bishop's son played baseball with Brody, and he says it's hard to explain what happened.
You hear about these attacks around the world, and until you're really, I guess, affected by it, you just kind of, it's just hard for the kids to understand, you know? And I mean, for all of us to understand.
Sean's wife, Kim Copeland, and his two children from a previous marriage remain in Nice for now. His brothers are expected to fly to France with State Department officials to bring the entire family home. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.